Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, the youth here playing some volleyball.
Yeah, Aubrey, we're going to do something a little bit different today. We sometimes, on occasion, because of the timing with the high school practices and games and such, sometimes we have pre-recorded interviews. Other times we have guests on the phone. Sometimes we have people that come by the studio. Sometimes David and I just come in here and give each other a hard time. But this time we're going to have a report. On the scene report, via remote, we're going to have a report from David Campbell, who is up in Garland. The UIL State Volleyball Championships got underway earlier this afternoon. We've already had one match involving a Brazos Valley team. That was actually the first match of the tournament. North Zulch was eliminated in that one in three games to Copperell. We're going to talk about that match that David covered, look ahead at the other state semifinals we have coming up. David, the first thing is, when I talked to you earlier today and you gave me just kind of an update of what was going on, we ought to let the listeners know that you are up in Garland, which is, I think this is now the fourth year that the tournament has been held in Garland. After an extended stay in San Marcos, but you're up there, and you told me, just tell the listeners about it, but you told me the security, and we can talk about the reasons as well, but it was at probably an all-time high, I guess, for anything you've seen in a UIL event. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say it was significantly higher than I've ever seen at a UIL event. But considering some of the things that have happened here in the past, I mean, at the Colwell Center, where they had an attack that was thwarted, and also obviously the things that have been going on in the world here recently, I don't think you found one person that had a problem with the fact that there was a great deal of security there. Most of it was the Garland police, and people are walking up saying, "Hey, thanks for being here."
Right.
So it's that kind of approach. So I don't think anybody had a problem with it, but it was I've never seen anything like this kind of security at a UIL event. Nothing right. Close.
And we talked about this when it happened earlier this year, but there was an event, and David, your memory's maybe better than mine. I don't remember the exact nature of the event, but it's something that drew people who had, plotted to do the people at that particular event harm. It was at the Colwell Center. As you said, there was actually a confrontation with a couple of people who meant to do people harm there.
And, yeah, I believe it was an off-duty police officer that actually probably saved a lot of lives.
Right, The time that happened, we really weren't sure. There was some questions I think people had. I don't think there was ever any real consensus, but there was some question about whether the UIL would continue to have the state volleyball tournament there just because of that facility being open to something that would draw that kind of attack. Obviously, the UIL decided to stay with it. I don't know. I mean, you're there this afternoon. You'll be there tonight when Iola plays, and certainly it's kind of close enough kind of venue. I don't know if you'd say intimate is right, but it's small enough where you have a feel. I mean, you're sitting at press row and there's high school kids literally almost hanging over your back screaming for their teams. So you're right there with the fans, and it's all packed in together. Did you have a feel that people seemed pretty happy and safe
Oh, yeah.
with the way things were?
Oh, yeah. And I just can't imagine we're talking about in volume, the number of police that were there. I don't know how big the Garland police force is, but there are a lot of those folks here. And I imagine a lot of people were on duty today that wouldn't have been on duty otherwise. But, you know, they did a great job, and I think there was a really good feeling of security once you got into the place. You had a hard time getting in the place. They had a clear bag policy, and it was an extremely difficult thing. They were going through metal detectors and wanding people and all kinds of things.
And that's unusual. Now, we have...
They did let some sports writers in that might be a little bit shaky.
Right, yeah, I started to say. And we've seen different levels of security at different events. Certainly the last few years when you and I have had the opportunity to go to the state football championships, when they had those games all consolidated at the same site and they were playing at AT&T Stadium, there's a certain sort of a policy that they have there. I've seen security policies, say, for example, at the Irwin Center in Austin when we went to cover the state basketball tournament. But you're talking about more of a security force.
I'm talking about police standing around every entrance to the place with guns.
Yeah.
Holstered guns, but they had their guns with them.
Right.
So,
okay, yeah. So we talked about that. Let's talk about the first match as we talked about yesterday, with three Brazos Valley teams qualified for the state volleyball championships. You have seen one of those teams play this afternoon with North Zulch playing in the Class A semifinals. Iola's going to play Crawford tonight at 7 o'clock in the Class 2A semifinals, and then tomorrow morning at 9, you'll have Leon against Denver City in the 3A semifinals. Let's talk about the match you covered this afternoon. North Zulch at the state tournament for the first time, and as you mentioned and you wrote about, a pilot program where they took a number of programs, including North Zulch, that had competed throughout the regular season in 2A districts, and then based on their enrollment, I guess, the smaller schools had a chance to go in Class A. Now, it didn't go their way. Obviously, it was a three-game sweep by Cockrell. It was 25-14, 25-12, and 25-16. But that's probably not uncommon for a first-time team at state either.
Probably not, Larry. And a couple of things that kind of jump out at that. First of all, Cockrell was very good, and they're very young, as is the bulk of the team here in North Hills. But it's a very young team, and their standout was a freshman by the name of Logan Smith. She's 5'11", and if she was nervous, you couldn't see it. And they also had a fiery girl who played front back extremely well. And when you got a girl like Logan Smith who's hitting the ball, I mean, she's powering the ball like crazy. Madison Carr, who was kind of the spark plug of that team, did a tremendous job of doing some of the other things. She did hit the ball herself pretty well, but she pushed the shot, did a lot of push shots and got them into good locations. But you're on your heels because what Logan Smith did.
Right.
And so because of that, some of those short cross-court push shots were pretty effective. And they're a very good team. The other thing that I wanted to point out, this was a team in North Zulch that this may not be as well known, but that a couple of years ago, they won five games total. I mean, five matches total the entire season. They didn't win any in district. So I don't care whether you're playing 1A, 2A, no matter how you break it up, you won no district games. You weren't going to anybody's playoffs at that point. So this is a team that has improved dramatically. And to get here to state and the way they played this year, I think it's a tremendous accomplishment. I mean, I thought they were extremely nervous the first set of the game today, our first game today. I thought they were extremely nervous. They just looked like they weren't quite into it. But I think a lot of it was Cockrell was just loaded. I mean,
right.
That's just an outstanding team. Interesting story about Cockrell's coach, Trava Smith, who has been coaching there for a long time. She led their last team that came here in 2007. She went to Tennessee, flew to Tennessee because her daughter was having her first baby. And she got back today. She had to hop a flight in Atlanta and come back today for this match. All kinds of unusual storylines surrounding this thing today. But she was here, and her team played very well for her.
And nor Zilch, we give them credit. I didn't even realize that they had come so far from a team a couple of years ago that just won five matches to be a team that made it to the state tournament. And the first time to the state tournament is difficult for everybody. You see a lot of kids, regardless of the sport, who have that deer in the headlight looks. And it's just not easy to get beyond that. I look at the stats here, David, and you told me earlier this week when you worked on the story about North Zilch, you talked about Coach Horn and you really enjoyed visiting with him and what he's doing with the program. I look at the numbers here, and Mackenzie Horn, which I think is Coach's daughter, had a pretty good game. You look at the numbers, she was tied for the team. Well, she was tied for second on the team with five kills. She also had 10 assists and 13 digs. I mean, that's a pretty good all-around game right there.
I thought she played very well, but the problem was they couldn't get much of a rhythm going. They just couldn't keep it going. Reagan Vancour also played really well. They got a lot of really solid digs from their libero, Robin Dizrin.
Right.
And she's been out there doing it for a while. She did an outstanding job. She got to a lot of balls that made it tough, and she did a really good job.
Right.
And this was just, again, I just don't want to beat it to death, but that's kind of what Logan Smith did. She
right.
beat
all Absolutely. And you look at the numbers.
A good team.
You look at the numbers, David, and Logan Smith, you mentioned the fact that she's a freshman is unbelievable, but the freshman for Copperell, she had 16 kills herself in three games, in three fairly lopsided games. That's a lot of kills. She had as many kills herself as North Zilch has as a team, and as I looked at the stats, the kills were 32-16, and that pretty much shows you. When you cover matches, and you and I have both done this, when you cover matches, particularly at the Class A and Class 2A level, and I've been there to see Milano and Iola and Leon and several of the schools in the smaller classifications, when you have someone like that, who is really an impactful hitter, it makes a big difference, because a lot of those kids are the hustling, scrappy kind of defensive type players who are somewhere in the 5'6" to 5'9" range, and they're not going to go up and put many balls straight down. So when you have a kid like that, it makes a big impact. So, but still, congratulations to them for just getting there.
And it really is a terrific accomplishment. But, Larry, to give you an idea, she's long and lean, and she was a little timid as a freshman when we talked to her after the match. She didn't have that timidity when she was on the court. She ended up with a couple of kills that were effectively dinks late in the match, because at that point, when you're rocking back, afraid she's going to blast that ball right at you, when she dropped one off with a changeup, that was a pretty effective changeup.
Right. Well, you know, if you're Nolan Ryan, if you can throw it 100, and then if you do throw something off speed, it's going to work pretty well. We're talking to David Campbell, who is up in Garland for the UIL State Volleyball Championships. Got just a minute or two left with David. David, I want to ask you about these other matches coming up, because I love being at the state volleyball tournament. You and I have both covered it several years. It's such a neat feeling, because it is the Final Four. You know, it's high school volleyball's version of the NCAA Final Four. And it's neat. You see people there. You see people who are just huge volleyball fans. I don't know how many years I was there, and I might have seen Wally and Caroline Simpson. You might see Jackie Pence. You see people from the Brazos Valley Juniors from the area schools. And then the other thing, too, is the teams are there, because it's a special trip for them. And I know you've only been there for a few hours, and you had a match to cover. But, you know, sometimes they'll bring the kids in early. I'm wondering, like, you know, Iola plays at 7 tonight. I wonder if they might have come by the gym this afternoon just to get a feel for things, and or whether you saw them or Leon.
No, I didn't see either one of them. I'm not sure that they were there.
And, you know, sometimes they do that just to kind of get in the building.
Yeah, they do that. And there are a lot of people in there. Talking about coaches getting there, believe me, this means something to a guy like Greg Horn. who's been coaching there for a long time, and he points out he comes up here every year to watch this tournament. Well, this time he got to be part of it, so that was a pretty nice accomplishment as well.
All right, that's David Campbell. He's up in Garland. He's covering the UIL State Volleyball Tournament. We have one team that's been eliminated. North Zulch lost their Class A semifinal this afternoon. Still got two teams left to play, and based on rankings and program history and that kind of thing, these are the two programs that would give us the best chance of having somebody playing for a state championship. David will be covering Iola against Crawford tonight at 7. You can follow him on at Scoop Sports on Twitter. He'll have updates there. I tried to get on the streaming site through the UIL site, and that's a what do you call that, Aubrey? That's a subscription thing. It's a National High School Federation or Sports Federation. Anyway, it's not like they just give it to you because you're a nice guy. So if you can't get on that, you don't want to pay the subscription fee, just follow David on Twitter, you know, and you'll know what's going on with the Lady Bulldogs tonight. I think they have a good chance to win and get into that Class 2A final tomorrow afternoon.
There you go. We'll see how it goes. That's today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. It's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.